Summertime for women.
In Vipassana, but one can't say like that.
Oh.
No, I think, and also in the suttas where it says.
Because when one says that samadhi is the access, what is the object of samadhi?
Right.
When it's not the characteristic of reality, how can we say that it is
That's right.
the access for vipassana?
Maybe just referring, like we talk about at the moment of lakusha citta's jhana, concentration is a level of jhana, so maybe it's just speculation that
But
a vipassana
it
jnana must be
has to
as.
be right concentration as one of the Eightfold Paths, not the other object, the other method.
But this, we know that it has strength. Can one say it's strength equivalent to that at vipassana jnana, or one can't
When?
say in development of satipatthana? Can one say when samadhi and panya are yoganada? Can one say it is of
When
that
it's
strength?
yukanatha, it has to be vipassanayana.
But not makkacitta, that this
No.
Vipassanayana is makkacitta too, makkayana.
But I don't understand this. I thought you develop it together, as some people can samatha and vipassana together, yoganada,
What
as a
is the
pair.
object?
Sometimes samatha, sometimes vipassana,
Samatha does not
but
understand reality as nama and rupa.
they have to understand jnana-citta.
And
Jnana-citta has
how
to
can
be.
it help one to understand nama and rupa?
By being aware of jnana-citta also. Because they have
By
developed both. Is that right? I haven't quite got that.
awareness can be aware of anything. It can be aware of jhanacitta if one has practiced and is so well, very skillful, and no expectation.
But if one's
But
so
if one expect, it's not the right one.
when it, we're referring to in this context yoganada, which you
Vipassanayana. Remember that
vipassana
it's Vipassanayana,
jnana, nothing to do with
and
whether or not one has
Vipassanayana is
developed
not
jhana.
upachara, is not apanna samadhi.
Right.
It has to be khanika samadhi,
Right.
temporarily.
Okay. Kanika. So nothing to do with whether anyone has developed samatha or
Does it
jhana.
help you understand nama and rupa?
No.
They have to. They when they develop first jhana, is it possible?
So.
And then aware of jhana,
Who?
right?
Because there can be awareness or there cannot be awareness. Because there must be detachment from jhana and from seeing and from hearing, from everything. Not just detachment from seeing and hearing, but not jhana.
And when we read in the suttas that arahat, where it specifically says arahatship depends on first, second, third, fourth jhana, it's referring there to the lakusha citta's at the samadhi at the level of jhana accompanying lakusha citta's, is that
Only
right?
for those who have developed jhana to that degree.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that anyone who doesn't have jhana at all and then can have jhana
Right.
when there's Lokuttara citta.
Okay.
Otherwise, there cannot be the Sukha Vipassaka, the eight types, and the 40 types.
So when we say when it says arahatship depends on four those always, right? Okay.
If one has developed jhana in the past to a high degree, but and not in this life, can jhana jitta arise just like now, out of the blue, I would say yes. Can it just happen?
No expectation.
No expectation, just jhana.
Detached from wanting, clinging, thinking, expecting.
It can, jhana jitta can
By
arise.
conditions, who knows?
Yes, in that particular sutta where it says arahatship depends on first, second, third, fourth jhana, the commentary adds that the
For those
grades are a matter of the strength of the controlling faculties, so it depends
who
on the
have
indriya.
developed, but for those who haven't developed yet, first degree. right. of jhana is there.
Okay. First degree of jhana is there, right, okay. You said you thought it refers, that it mentions about the samadhi, the lokutra, jitas in terms of first, second, third, fourth, for sukha vipassaka, no?
Because when lokutra jitta experiences the nibbana, it must be as clear as that stage of jhana, but
right.
it's not the first jhana by way of developing jhana.
Mm. Okay, in another sutta, in Anguttara, we read about the two kinds of arahant chit. Jewel will like this one. The sasankara pari nibbayi, the prompted. And the asankara parinibbayi, the unprompted. Well, Kunsu Jin always says that she, rather than using prompted, unprompted, you like
strong. This is another meaning of prompted and unprompted in Kama Vajracitta.
Yeah. In
Kama Vajracitta. Because the word sankara has many meanings.
I see.
We cannot use that meaning in this term.
What meaning do you give? Just strong or weak or no, not at all.
Die before the what you call it?
Life, the world's end.
The lifetime of Brahma, only half or only quarter of things like that. Different names. That's all.
I see.
By sankhara, which conditions it. That's why there is the word sankhara here. But whenever there is the word sankhara, it does mean like the prompted and unprompted.
You have to be very careful with that word.
And the first kind, whatever its meaning, refers to the one who has developed the Panchaseka Bali, the five... Bala of a trainer, and the second one is defined in terms of the four jhana formula.
I think that there are many ways when talking about the Kayasakhi and things like that, the variety of Aryan people.
Just the variety of Aryans, so the variety of
Sakatagami, Anagami, Sotapanna.
Okay, so here is it referring to the one that has developed jhanas and the one that has not developed jhanas?
The one who does not develop is Sukha Vipassaka.
Right. Here,
in one meaning only, because there are other meanings as well.
Right.
It's time to rest for you,
Vanita. I would like to go first.
Do you want to take it?
Okay. Take it.
Okay. May I offer the gusala?
May I offer the gusala?
That I have generated today.
That I have generated today.
To my parents.
Close relatives.
And friends who have passed away. And to all other beings. In this place. And in other realms. May they all. With gladness. Rejoice in this kusala.
Rejoice in this kusala.